Good morning. It is 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and we have joining us in studio Rachel Kazalka with the Coffeyville Public Library. Good morning, Rachel. How's it going?
You're going really well.
Good deal. Fantastic. And I know it is off to the races here for all those summer activities, summer reading underway. Mm-hmm. I know you had the kickoff for that here mm-hmm. earlier in the week. How'd that go?
That went really well. We had a great turnout of people coming in to sign up for the reading program. And we kind of had like a mini carnival sort of stuff. We had a bunch of like oversized games. Like we had cornhole and oversized Jenga sort of stuff too. So all sorts of stuff for kids to do, and they had a lot of fun. If you weren't able to make it out there, you can still sign up for the summer reading program. We've got grand prizes for kids, teens, and adults, so we highly encourage you if you want to be a part of that. And we are doing our reading challenge this year for all across the board. I'm challenging the entire community to read 6,000 books. So last year, I challenged everybody to read 5,000 books collectively, and we exceeded that by about 400, maybe 500 books. So I want to up the ante a little bit. So if you read a book, let us know. If you're using the library, we'll have those numbers. But if you're reading personal books, those count too. So just let us know that you're reading a book, and we can count that towards the total of community-wide activity of continuing to build your literacy, because literacy is something that you can actually lose if you're not actively working, practicing that skill.
You have to keep up with it.
You have to keep up with it, because I know when I was right out of college, I stopped reading for over a year because it was like I was so burnt out because of all, I had to read a million books in college. But in that year, when I picked reading back up again, the stuff I used to enjoy was like, oh man, I'm having a hard time getting through this right now. Why is this? I used to read a book a week, but it's because your skills, you will lose those skills if you aren't continuing to practice those skills. And that's for kids and adults all across the board.
That is a really great reminder. So even for the adults out there, hey, use this as an opportunity to get back into some of those books there. Mm-hmm. Maybe even kind of quote-unquote assign yourself a book, if you will.
Yeah, even if you only read one book in the summer, that's better than nothing. And that's something I have to tell myself, because I have friends who read one or two books a week, and I'm like, how can you do this? I am a mom. I can barely do one a month. And it's like, well, that one a month is fine. I'm taking my time. So my goal for the year is 12 books. And so far, well, not including all the kids' books I've been reading, I've read about 5. So
hey,
I'm doing okay.
That's pretty good. You're pretty good on track. So.
Yes.
Anyway, so the people can still sign up for, of course, the summer reading program, right?
Yes.
And how does that look like for maybe the kids?
So just come in and get a reading log. We have two different kinds. One for the younger kids, like 0 to 5 or 6, depending on their reading level. You can read, you can log 50, how many minutes you read. We do like 15-minute increments, because that's really good for a child's attention span. And then for the older kids, we have, they can list off all of the books that they're reading. And so we have both of those. And then for the teens and adults, you just, list off all of the books that you've, for every book that the teens and adults read, you can get a chance into our grand prize.
Fantastic. Well, that is great. So again, you can stop by the library to sign up for that. I know you've got a lot of different programs and different kind of almost entertainers coming into the library. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll just highlight the summer reading performers that are coming out, because those are the big ticket things. Because we want people. If you don't come to anything else, come to the summer reading performers. So I can justify why we brought them in here. So the first one is it's a Lego build challenge. So it's geared towards kids. We are bringing in Tim Hutchins. If I don't know if you've watched Lego Masters at all, but he was a season 4 contestant. I believe he It's been a while since I watched it. I believe he made it to round five, he and his teammate. But he actually lives down in Bartlesville. He's not that far from us. So he's coming up here, and he's going to be challenging the kids to, I believe, to build a dinosaur. Since the theme is adventure and dinosaur archaeology, all sorts of stuff like that, he's going to challenge the kids to build a dinosaur. And then... gonna make sure, and so that will be June 9th at 2 p.m. So if you have kids that love Legos, or you know, want to meet a kind of a mini celebrity, if you're a Lego Masters follower, I was when it first aired, and I kind of dropped off after season four because I got busy. But so the next performer we have is Mad Science out of Kansas City. They're gonna be bringing an archaeology science themed program. Mad Science has always been very popular with the kids, because they you know, they're blending, you know, a fun, engaging program with, you know, scientific learning. So the kids really, really like it. That will be on June 23rd at 10:30 in the morning. Looking forward to that as well. So those are our main two performers coming out this month. We do have another one in July, but I'll highlight that next month.
Sure, absolutely. And mm-hmm. I know you have your STEM camps continuing, right?
Yes, we do. So this week we had our like basic cooking for kids and our Mad Lab Villains, which is just like a science lab. And the kids were having a lot of fun making a huge mess and seeing the reactions. And it's a fun activity for them to do, but I'm also trying to keep them learning, keep them engaged with, you know, critical thinking skills and reasoning skills. Just like practicing your reading skills, you want to continue learning all throughout your life, because once you stop, I don't know, it's like you kind of just get set in your ways almost. But anyway, so this week has been going really well. Next week we won't be having any, just based on some scheduling stuff. But in 2 weeks we have our 3D printing class, and that is getting close to full. So if you have a kid that wants to learn like the basics of how to design a 3D building, or then you're welcome to sign your kid up. But that is getting close to full. And then the week after that, on the week of the 23rd, we're bringing another cooking class, but that's going to be hosted by K-State Extension. So, and that one is completely free, because K-State Extension is doing all that stuff. And I know that one also is getting pretty full. So if you have kids that, and I know that was pretty popular when I brought that maybe 2 years ago. So I highly encourage, if you have kids that want to learn some new skills, they're welcome to sign up for our STEM camps.
That's great. And if folks want to sign up for those, what's the best way to do that?
They can stop by the library, or if you don't have time between now and then, and in 2 weeks to stop by, you can call and we'll write their name down, and it just the day of, you can fill out the enrollment form, basically, or registration form. Sure. It's not enrollment.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Excellent. Anything else to let us know about here as we continue through a busy summer at the library, Rachel?
Well, the one last thing I'll highlight is we are collaborating with Crazy Kooky Candles to bring a candle making class. It'll be at the Crazy Kooky. It's a tongue twister.
Yeah,
that name. It's a cool name, but it's a tongue twister. Crazy Kooky Candles at their shop. We're collaborating with them in order to hopefully. You know, you can, again, learn a new skill, but I don't know. They're also a new business, so we want to support our local businesses as well. So I've been looking for, you know, partnerships in town to, you know, what can we do to help our small businesses? So that's something that you can sign up for all throughout this month. It's a single day on June 27th from 1 p.m., to, I think it's 2 or 3 p.m. It's an afternoon thing. It does cost $20 to sign up for that, but that is kind of a reduced price from their full price if, you know, if they, because they generally do their candle making classes on their own. But since we're collaborating with them, we're helping to bring the price down a little bit. So that's for teens and adults. And so if you want a fun activity to do on the weekend, coming up on the 27th, do sign up for that.
Fantastic. Well, Rachel, hope folks can stop by the library if they have questions about this, or I know you have a lot of stuff on Facebook too that they can learn about all the activities going on. But sign up for summer reading, and for those everyone, because there's all sorts of great prizes, like you said.
Yeah, this we are actively trying to have something for everybody to do. So if you've got families, or if you're just a single person, you know, come out to the library. There's something there for you.
All right. Well, Rachel Kazalka from the Coffeyville Public Library, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll have another update with Rachel coming up here next month here on the first Thursday of the month here at 8:10. On the way, we do have a quick check of news here at the bottom of the hour, Farm to Fork, our Words of Inspiration program. And then we'll get into Open Line at 8:40 for your time to buy, sell, trade, and giveaway items. List those garage sales, too. We'll have Coffeyville's Reawakening at 9:10, Coffeyville Friends of Animals at 10:10. It's all coming up here on the Mighty 690.